I guess there is a sort of misconception, I would say, in the Pearl community, that Pearl is fast enough. We're just as fast as, you know, Python or Ruby or any of these other languages that you might think of as the highly dynamic family of languages. And I would counter that and say, as much as it may pain us to think so, I don't believe that's true. In fact, I really believe that factually that's not true. If you check out the online benchmarks at the Alioth game, or the also known as the Shootout benchmarks, you'll see that Pearl is ranked at the bottom for many or most of those benchmarks, which is not good, obviously, for those of us that love Pearl and want to see more success and speed for Pearl. So really the things in Pearl that do run fast would be what most people think of when they say that they're running a Pearl application and it's running just fine, because 90%+ of their app is probably based on database and regular expression stuff. So that database that you're accessing is probably written in C, and you're really just doing sort of a binding to that. And the regular expression engine is also written in C, and it's really a separate language that's sort of bolted onto Pearl 5 and embedded within it. So basically, if you're telling yourself that your Pearl 5 code is running super fast, you're probably fooling yourself, unfortunately, because it's probably just the C code that's running fast that your Pearl is calling. So I kind of got started in this because I was unhappy with how fast Pearl was running when you write pure Pearl code. We also think that string processing in Pearl is super fast, but really it's mostly the regular expression engine that's fast. The string processing could be faster as well, and certainly numeric processing, it could be way, way, way faster. So I started investigating this issue a decade ago and was very hopeful when different ideas came out, like the old pony idea and parrot and stuff like that. And I think a lot of us were very hopeful. Unfortunately, none of that really panned out. So back in 2012, I brought out a few people to Austin to meet with me here. And that was sort of the two main guys that I claim as my co-founders with me for Pearl 11, which would be Ingi.net or .net, depending on your pronunciation, and Rainy Urban, R Urban. And they both came out here to meet with me at my office in Austin. And at the time in 2012, we had a bit of a Pearl 11 Summit. We're sort of retroactively naming it. There were some other people there as well. Flavio Glock was online with us and some other people on Google Hangouts at the time and in person. And we discussed sort of the different options of how to move forward with our own personal issues with Pearl. My personal issue is the speed. Rainey is also concerned with speed. And Ingi was concerned with modularity of the core. So Ingi did himself coin the term Pearl 11. He was making a reference to Spinal Tap, as in this Pearl goes up to 11. It was also, of course, meant to be somewhat tongue-in-cheek with the 5 plus 6, Pearl 5 plus Pearl 6 equals Pearl 11, in that we would hope to eventually have a reunification effort occurring there as well. Because those of you familiar with the Pearl community know that there's been a somewhat of a fragmentation based on the 5 and 6 incompatibility. And so we left the Pearl 11 summit with this idea of a philosophy of Pearl 11 instead of an actual version number. Maybe in a number of years from now, there will be a real version number of Pearl 11. But right now, it's just a philosophy really that that says we want to achieve modularity and pluggability of the Pearl 5 core at the very least, starting there. really for all the different components and levels of the core. So for me, the parts that need to run fast, those would be the components that I would be concerned about plugging different faster bits into. And other people may be concerned with other parts. So that that was where we kind of left in 2012. We all went back our own separate ways to think about how to approach it. And I guess that's kind of the top level view of how we started Pearl 11.